So if there's one thing you could do to begin becoming a greater coach, a better coach, a more effective coach, what would that be? Oh, that is a great question.
Why, thank you for asking and answering it.
Yes, I really appreciate that question. So if there's one thing you could actually do, and it'll be three things, okay? First is try to think about what kind of coach do I want to be? What do I want to bring? What values do I want to incorporate? What principles are going to guide my coaching? And so continuing to reflect on what kind of coach do I want to be? Second, to ask yourself, what's one thing I can do in my very next coaching conversation that I can start to push myself in that direction? So looking for always for what's the one next thing I can do. How can I be better in that regard? How can I take this one step further? And then third, reflecting after the fact. Was that helpful? How did I do? What do I want to do differently next time? And making that kind of a living process for you. Who do I want to be? What will I do next to get there? How well did that work? And what can I continue to do to build in that direction? And that learning process, I think, is tremendously powerful for constantly improving the coaching work that we do.
Well, that's wonderful. That also really beautifully answers Joan Ryan's question earlier. So I now have another question for you. You mentioned that you are in coaching or have been yourself. What do you look for yourself when you're looking for a coach?
I've actually never worked in any kind of formal coaching relationship with anyone. So I look at virtually every other person I meet as a potential person that I can learn from. So how can I learn from this person? What can I learn from this person is something that is frequently on my mind. And so occasionally I may go ask for some help on a specific kind of question or topic. I'm often soliciting input on how to handle different things. And so it's really looking at what is it that I could learn from different people who can help me with these different kinds of challenges that I'm facing.
Well, there's one thing I remember that you said to me. I don't know if you read this, but you have often been in my mind when I'm in tough situations. And I remember one nugget you shared with me once is you said that if you're sitting with the client and you know what you feel you should do and you're fairly certain it will get you fired, that if you don't do it, you're not doing your job. So that's one kind of nugget. And I'm just wondering if just other couple nuggets might fall into your head of sort of just generally things to share with our people in the last couple minutes since we can't get interactive again. Just a couple of nuggets. Do any come to mind?
Go where the energy is.
Go where the energy is, yeah.
Follow the client. Find out where they want to start and start there. I look at coaching as an ongoing process. And so I really, really believe that if we add value where we can, where people are receptive to it, that we will have other opportunities to work with them, that we will continue to be sought out by them, and they will really be more open to other kinds of feedback from us and from other people. And so instead of trying to get people to where we think they need to be or where somebody else thinks they need to be, start where they are, start where the energy is, and follow that and build on it. One of my best lessons.
Yeah, that is a great one. And again, no pressure, but we have a minute left. Is there another nugget in you ready to pop out?
Yes, and that would be there's a skill of being non-judgmental and non-evaluative that I've found to be really helpful. I'm trying to expand that from coaching into other parts of my life, but I think it's essential in coaching that we learn how to accept other people's realities, accept their views without judgment, without evaluation.
Well, you know, the one thing about that that's so great is really moving from, as you began, there was a set of people who had, you know, good coaching, which was, you know, what do I bring to the table and how can I best use that for my client? And really what you're saying is great coaching is first having that in place, but then truly what I hear you doing is truly being able to engage in an emergent process where you put your ego and your agenda to the side and dive into the other person's experience with the faith that you will get to what matters. And that is essentially moving from linearity to complexity. And that really what
Beautiful.
You're talking about is really engaging in a complex process where you sort of surf the energy rather than try to, like, swim. So
great way to put it.
So I'm glad that works for you. So thank you so much, David. We really, really appreciate your generosity in spending this time with us, in sharing the articles with us that you worked hard to get permission from the publishers for, and basically for being you. So hopefully we will get you back to join us again. And for everyone, we'll have two master classes because we could actually have three just on you, but we'll stop at two. There was clearly more than enough than we could put into one. So, David, thank you. And
my pleasure. Thank you, everyone who was here. I really enjoyed your questions and comments. Thank you.
Until we all meet again. Thanks a lot.